Back here, meanwhile, one of the most popular stories on the BBC News website today. You've seen this. It's about a customer who was refused service by a checkout worker simply because the customer was on her phone. She was in Sainsbury's. They've since apologised to the customer and said it's not company policy to refuse to serve people who are on a mobile at the checkout. It happened to Jo Clark, who says she'll now be shopping elsewhere. How do you feel about that? Does the supermarket have a point? Does the checkout person have a point? Is it rude to have your phone glued to your ear while someone else deals with your shopping? Do you remember this?
Hello? What? No, I'm in the library. I'm in the library. Yeah, I can't hear you too well. Hey, just have a call, sorry. Okay, shut up!
Remember that? It's ages that is now, and this is Trigger Happy with Dom Jolly. So what do you make of this? Using your phone at a supermarket checkout, Graham Swain joins us, broadcaster and journalist. Hi, Graham.
Good evening, Phil. Nice to speak to you.
Nice to talk to you, Graham, yeah. And alongside Graham is Eleanor Conway, who's a comedian. Hi, Eleanor.
Bonjour, how are you? Bonsoir, how's it going?
It's going all right. Do you know what, though? I'm going to make a confession to you both before we start this interview, right?
What? Really?
I was on a mobile phone recently at a checkout at a supermarket, and as soon as the call concluded, I did apologise to the checkout person. I said, I'm sorry about that. I know it's a bit rude, but I had to take that call. And they said, don't worry, it's absolutely fine.
Good for you, Phil.
Is that the right thing to do?
I think you should have said I'll call you back as well.
Are you pro or anti this, Graham?
I'm anti this.
So you think nobody should be on their phone when they're what, just at a checkout or any kind of service?
I just think it's a total ignorance by the modern generation. The generation that have grown up with these phones and things. I mean, where's etiquette, manners, decorum? You wouldn't, let's say if you've gone for an interview, you turn your phone off. If you're doing something that's important, you turn your phone off. You would immediately do that. Or if someone did phone you because you've forgotten to turn your phone off, you say, I'm terribly sorry, I'm busy at the moment, can I phone you back?
Eleanor, is it you're sat next to him? Is his phone off?
He's lost his phone, actually. He's lost his phone. It was stolen by an angry taxi driver.
I'm panicking. I got no. I came on a bike. I think it fell off down my leg on the way here.
Don't worry. Just use your pager, Graham. Use your pager.
No,
a bit of Morse code.
No, carrier pigeon and smoke signals. You know, that's what does it.
Do you know what? It's multitasking. It's the advent of sort of tweeting and Facebook and modern stuff. Like, that's a bit of downtime standing in a queue. Do you know what I mean? Only sort of multitasking we used to have to do is opening a door and holding a cup of tea at the same time. Now it's a lot more complex.
Look, it's an interesting point that, Graham, isn't it, that Eleanor makes? We get bored way more quickly now.
She thinks she's still at Glastonbury Festival. She's wrecked, by the way, I'll tell you that.
I'm not wrecked. I'm just a little bit tired.
No, look, the thing is, there's certain principles and manners. Now, I was in a doctor's surgery the other day, and he's got signs up saying, please turn your mobile phones off. And people are chatting away on the phone. And I said to one lady, look, would you mind going outside using your phone? And she gave an awful mouthful of abuse and told me to get a life. That's the clean bit, I could tell you.
I mean, I think that there's lots of situations where having a phone and multitasking is advantageous. For example, when you spot an ex-boyfriend or girlfriend in a public place and they've got a new partner and you don't want to talk to them.
Right. But, I mean, going back to your doctor's surgery example, Graham, I mean, that person might have been conveying some really important medical information on the phone.
No, she wasn't really. She was having a row with her boyfriend, actually.
Right.
This is the point. I mean, I don't want to sit on a train and hear someone talking about how many potatoes they want for their tea. I'm really not interested. It's that whole episode, isn't it? You know, people... I do think, also, this is a story based on that supermarket, isn't it, where the lady... she refused to serve someone. I've been there. But also, following on from that, I've been in a queue where someone started making a call while they're being served. They've actually picked the phone up and dialed someone. And that is just ignorance, total ignorance.
Graham, are you distinguished enough? Notice I didn't say old. Are you distinguished enough to remember the days before mobile devices? And was there an equivalent of this level of rudeness?
Mm. Well, the equivalent...
Before the technology permitted this?
No, well, there was, in as much as they might... You know, you get two ladies standing at the checkout and they're chatting about something else completely removed from what they're doing and they're not concentrating on getting their money. Yes, there's that sort of... There's an equivalent, but no, it's about the fact that you can broaden the whole scenario out to how children are trained these days, the manners and the etiquette they're taught. They're not. They've grown up with this and it's just natural. For instance, the libraries now have removed silence in libraries. You know that, do you, Phil?
Libraries still exist.
Sorry, Graham, I wasn't listening there. I was just checking my Twitter feed.
Well, you're just checking on Twitter about your libraries. No, but they've done away with the silence in libraries so that your youth will come in. But they come in, but they don't use the libraries for a library. They use it as a youth club, and they're sitting there playing with their phones, ringing their mates and making an almighty row. And then you've got the noise of the telephones ringing with all these wonderful tunes that they download. Isn't that wonderful? You sound like you're in a disco sometimes. It's the whole thing. It's just got completely out of hand. It really has.
I've got the producer of Grumpy Old Men on the line. They'd like to sign it. Let's speak to Sharon Kidd. Sharon works at a shop in Taunton. Hello, Sharon.
Hello.
What kind of shop is it, and how do you feel about people using their phone at the counter?
Well, our shop's called County Stores. It's in Taunton. It's a very traditional store.
Hey.
Still have a butcher counter and a Whole Foods. I actually work on the wine department, but we're also a busy pay point, lottery. We take parcels in. We do a lot of things on it.
And how often are people coming up and asking you for stuff while they're on a mobile phone?
They don't do it anymore. About 15 months ago, we actually got so fed up with people talking on their mobile phones while we were trying to serve them that we put a sign up, a very polite notice, just asking people that if they were on their mobile phone, we would actually serve the next customer that's in line. We have stuck to that policy. We have the full backing of our bosses, and it works very well. Very, very rarely do we get anyone now that's on their mobile phone. And if we do, we just ask them very nicely, do they mind just finishing their call, or we will serve the next customer.
Oh, you sound lovely, Sharon.
Oh, Sharon, I'm with you. Hey, the phone fair is rolling along in the background here.
And Sharon, when you ask them nicely, do they respond nicely?
They do, actually. You'd be very surprised. I think a lot of people don't realise that they're actually being very rude. We do get some people that ask us why, you know, and we just say, well, it is bad manners and it is the shop's policy, and we would rather not serve them if we have to compete with them talking to someone else on the phone.
Thank you, Sharon. This is Graham here. You restored my faith in humanity. You really have. I think what you said, Sharon, is what I was saying probably a bit more obviously, is that people, if they don't realise what they're supposed to be, like a lot of the younger generation that have grown up with this equipment don't realise, then they don't know what they should be doing. But once you point out to them, they possibly will respond and do as you said.
Sharon, thanks for joining us. That's Sharon Kidd, who works at the shop in Taunton. Eleanor, as a comic, have you experienced this when you're performing?
I actually have, actually. I do a show called Comedy Rumble, which I'm taking up to Edinburgh Fringe next month.
good old flag there.
Yeah, no. And I did a preview last month, and we had two rather obnoxious women in the start, in the front row, and they started talking on their phone, and I had to chuck them out. But that, I do get the point there.
Oh, I can't believe someone's calling and I'm on the radio.
Is that my phone? It sounds like my ringing tone on my phone, Phil. Have you got my phone? You've stolen my phone. Phil, can I just say one thing?
Quickly.
Did you follow up on the story? You know that the Twitter feed, after that lady refused to serve that customer, was almost universally in favour of what that lady did.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Graham Swain, thank you. Eleanor Conway, thank you. Graham, I hope you find your phone. Just approaching 11 o'clock.
First for breaking news and the best live sport.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.